Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Also, Batwhack needs a Twitter. And I know that will never happen, but I swear to God.
That's what I told him.
I was insulting Batwhack all over the place, and one guy was like, "Woo, Pompeian's tough behind the keyboard." He was like, "Shots fired." And I was like, "Yeah, well, Batwhack's never going to be on here, so it doesn't matter." I'm just totally safe.
I tried. Twitter was like, "I don't think so."
I don't know what you did. Most people, it takes some effort to be banned. There's like literal Nazis on Twitter that have an active account.
Yeah, that's true.
I think what it was, if I remember correctly, was like, because I followed Will
Hitler.
Will and Rafina, and they were like, "Oh, clearly you're not a real account. So give us all your personal information, and we might believe that you're an actual person."
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, "You can go fuck yourself."
Yeah. Huh. That's weird.
Hitler probably does have a Twitter account.
Hitler who?
Yeah.
Hitler Jones.
No, I thought you said Hitler Coffee. Oh,
probably.
You said probably.
Hitler Coffee.
Hitler Coffee. So why'd you say Hitler who? You heard it.
There's a company that struggles with marketing. Guys, we need to do something. Hitler Coffee is just not selling. Do you think it's the taste? I don't know. It just, we're not. Ever since 1944, it's
people
just been...
keep saying our coffee is tasteless.
That's a good one.
All right, that's our next ad, Hitler Coffee.
Oh, no!
Your first return to ad.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I said it, and then within 10 seconds, the theme or the intro song played, so we have to do it.
No,
that's the rule. If I say something and then that music plays, it's set in stone. That's the
oh
rule.
Yeah, has that ever happened?
Every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, technically yes, because usually I have been quiet for like 3 minutes before I play.
I know
music.
You poor guy. He like sits there, sweat pouring down his forehead, like trying to listen for a part where he can play and start the game because he doesn't want to be rude or interrupt anything. Oh, did it.
I thought it was going to interrupt
you. That was rude.
But you stopped talking, so it was less funny. Thanks.
Sorry, I was trying to be polite. I was trying to give the microphone.
The one time.
That I was trying to be polite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you stopped talking.
Oh.
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 Previously.
There's a tiny rat and a tiny lantern here from Legos, I think.
Oh,
here you go.
A tiny rat and a tiny lantern.
Yep.
Are they tiny on the scale of Legos? Oh, they are.
They're like little tiny, tiny guys. They're
that
from a
rat
Harry Potter.
Is as big as a lantern.
They're Harry Potter Legos. Uh-oh, and now Eric's dropping them everywhere.
Not everywhere. On my chair.
We'll have anything to remove curses.
Yes, I have remove curse.
It's pretty good.
I used it to cure the
remember
kid werewolf.
Two werewolves were
yeah.
cured.
Yeah.
By two different people.
Is there any way to combine our curses?
Two werewolves were cured in the making of this film.
Come closer to your microphone, says Katie. So do you.
I never do. I never me? Really?
It sounds very far away. I feel like it's not on or something.
Okay, now. How's that sound?
Better than before. It was very echoey before, I think. Like you were shouting across the room.
Why are you putting
me because
right
you
in
have
middle.
To be closer to the microphone.
Yes.
Yes.
That's good.
She's right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the entire purpose of you guys recording a track is defeated, which I have learned already through listening to something.
Oh, no.
Because
just you're at different levels.
Right, because Abby projects, and Alex is not.
Is in a closet.
Is hiding in the closet.
What's the opposite of projects? Injects.
injects himself with narcotics before he plays. That was what I was trying to say.
So I have...
Sorry!
I have mass cure wounds and what I wanted to know is if there's a way for us to combine our spell powers to, like, make a super spell.
That sounds cool.
Well...
says the DM. Mm-hmm. Then maybe I will.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, it will have to be from her side, because Will will, like, not be willing to combine. What are you talking about? Combine Ew. What? Ew!
Do we have to touch?
Is it sanitary?
Cooperation? Yuck!
Ew. Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, there was the epic time where we both cured a werewolf, and then everyone forgot that Will did it, and everyone thought Rafina did it, and I'm like, no, I did it. It's like, oh, Will did something good. Let's ignore it completely. Yep. We don't care. Nobody cares.
I feel like you had a really self-serving reason to do it, though. Wasn't there?
No.
Like, it was really in line with your character, or was that a different time?
No, it was... So, the whole thing was, I protected the kid, because, like, in my head, I had this whole logical thing where...
Yeah.
Where I was like, well, if Bathwack wants to kill an innocent child for being a werewolf, even though he was unwillingly a werewolf, then what would he want to do with me? Like, it was like... I don't think it was a conscious thought process of Will's, right. But, like, for Will, it's like, Will has many decisions in his life that were made out of necessity. And he's like, those were a choice. This kid is an innocent kid. And it was kind of like a dilemma. So that's why he saved that kid. And then like to rub it in Bathwack's face a lot.
Gotcha. But he never really rubbed it in Bathwack's face.
No, he didn't. He didn't even like acknowledge the fact that he did.
That would involve having to talk to Bathwack. So.
Will has problems. You know, Will thinks he's horrible. I mean, he is, but he is also, he's, you know, I don't want praise for helping this kid. Leave me alone. I didn't do it for you. Get away from me. Yeah. Oh, see, there you go. I don't know who would do that. Greg. It was Greg in the past. For this moment.
I invented a time machine, and I could only use it once, and that's what I used it for.
Greg! Wrong!
I'm having a few regrets, but, you know.
I think you mean you will have created a time machine.
Ooh.
That's right.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice!
We're here!
Ravenloft! More like Craven-oft, am I right, Will?
Aww. But- Thanks.
Or more
is
like
another sex episode with his mom.
Oh no!
Or more like
no, it is.
Unshaven oft. Am I right, Lang?
Whoa!
What?
Or more like Maven oft. Am I right, Bathwack? Says Nick.
Maven.
Or more like raisin.
Nobody gets Nick's jokes.
Or more like raisin tossed. Am I right, Rafina?
Oh yeah! High five, best friends.
Oh yeah, there you go. You guys are best friends now.
Good.
Bye.
Finally,
it's
someone.
Rafina. It's someone. Rafina and Nick. Rafina's best friends with everyone.
Anyway, Strahd's illusion was offed by Lank's fork throw, and the group was free to explore the dining room. Will scoffed at the thought of eating the food, but the rest of the group dug in with vim and vigor.
And they even scoffed?
That's right. That was intentional. Thank you. But the rest of the group dug in with vim and vigor, and they were left feeling quite refreshed. After a delightful, coordinated pipe organ performance... do I have that? A secret passage was revealed. Rafina coughed as she sniffed the released musty smell. And I will stop here. I did not write this, but I want to make it so that people aren't expecting more. That's the last one of those I did. I gave up on that after that one. I have a lot more recap that I wrote, but there are no more oft Ravenloft rhymes. So please do not get your hopes up. Just a disclaimer now. relax and just enjoy the recap moving
and
forward.
And smell the baby soft.
Smell the musty smell. And, yeah, I wanted to do Microsoft, but I gave up on it before I could do so. And the group crawled through to discover a hallway with mirrors lining the walls. In fact, you can almost call it a hall and oats. Everyone lashed a mirror. Everyone lashed a mirror to one of their body parts, and then they headed onwards and upwards, eventually finding themselves on the parapets of Castle Ravenloft, partway between the courtyard 90 feet below and the spires of the castle thrusting into
Castle? He said castle.
Yeah. He didn't say castle. See, this is why I don't know any words, because he doesn't even say the words I do know correctly. I'm just confused.
You're blaming me for your deficiencies.
I'm just trying to mess with
you. You're not being very subtle.
Partway between the courtyard 90 feet below and the spires of the castle thrusting into the stormy clouds above.
Oh, God.
Everyone is immediately...
Look at
Did Greg send something? We're always very behind on
We're
this.
We're starting at the A's.
We have too many. Oh.
I will read. Greg pasted in our chat very kindly. As a service to Katie, here is the dictionary.
The dictionary.
Aardvark, a large burrowing nocturnal mammal. Abbreviation, a shortened form of a word or phrase, blah, blah, blah. Acrimony. This is interesting. Are you editing? Are you choosing one of each of the words? Like, because clearly there are words missing from your dictionary. It's,
there are a couple
it's a bridge.
Words. Because I
a couple.
I couldn't. Yeah, like you know, I'm hitting the important ones.
Got it. So we've got aardvark, abbreviation, and acrimony.
Now all of those words have to be worked in today's episode.
They just were.
Expertly.
Everyone is immediately drenched, much to Will's acrimony, as they search for another way back into the keep, or a way to get the fuck out, depending on how fancy your clothes are.
Wait, say that again? I'm thinking about... I'm unfortunately, I'm looking at your emails.
Why are you looking at my emails?
I'm getting distracted. I'm seeing, like, a birthday invitation from a birthday from, like, a month ago. And I'm like, why do you still have... I'm an organized person. I see that. And I'm like, how dare you?
He's going to do the
office say it
again.
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Everyone is immediately drenched, much to Will's acrimony, as they search for another way back into the keep. Or, in parentheses, a way to get the fuck out,
yes.
Depending on how fancy your clothes are. It was
That's
a joke.
That's the determination
I wrote it.
Of who wants to leave.
To make people laugh.
Thanks. Will's getting a lot of shit already.
No, but he was admitting that your clothes are fancy.
The first part of that, I gave
well,
him
I already
shit
knew that.
Because I had to work in the word acrimony. And who would be more likely to feel acrimonious? An aardvark or Will?
I don't know. I don't know what aardvark personalities are like. I've never met one.
They're quite pleasant.
Loath to break any windows, they head all the way around the parapets and back in an open doorway on the northern side of the massive structure. A huge open spiral staircase yawns before them, filled with a ghastly reddish glow. And what is the source of this crimson illumination? Why, a massive crystal heart floating unsupported in the center of the empty tower over 100 feet above.
Wow, I can't believe how much we've procrastinated at playing.
You guys have fallen asleep in this tower.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Well, the sound of the heartbeat's very soothing.
Yeah.
Rafina's snoring
Aww,
with
we're
her...
in the womb!
Her pigtails dangling off the edge of the ledge.
Aww.
Because she was on her belly.
Yeah, I was lying down. True. Yeah.
And then... What happened? What did we say?
I don't remember if it was in character or not, but you were theorizing
yes.
what this...
It was in character. Thing. I remember
it was in character.
Do you want to summarize it?
So remember Esmeralda told us that Rictavio had figured out or suspected that there was some kind of crystal or orb or something that takes damage for Strahd when he's hit. And I mean, what else? I mean, this is kind of obvious, right? It's a giant heart. And it's also kind of crystalline. So Right? This is probably what that is, right? I mean, maybe it's just a fancy chandelier. Let's leave it alone. I mean, like, who knows?
Is Will even in the room?
Or are yeah, you just... I was in the room.
I didn't know if you looked at it or if you were...
No, they said to come and look at it.
I do remember that Lank called to Will specifically because we were all weirded out by the...
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
How many chambers does that heart have? Is this part of a mammal?
It does not appear to be a cow's heart.
The plot thickens.
Is it actually heart-shaped or is it more like a heart container from The Legend of Zelda?
Like the Zelda, oh, can we get it?
Oh, wait.
Oh, yay! Yay!
But no, I have that on hand.
It's got to be shaped like an actual heart, right? It's probably like bleeding all over the floor.
It is shaped like an anatomical human heart.
It's just pumping blood where the able just like a fountain.
It also starts sucking out your blood to go in through the ventricle.
That's a problem.
Is that the right word?
You're going to get hate tweets from all of our doctor followers.
All our cardiologists.
We do have doctor followers.
Of our fans are either experts on the heart or bats.
Yep.
Yes, it is. It is shaped like an anatomically correct humanoid heart. But not like a humanoid shape. Like the shape of a humanoid's heart.
And it's so... Is it far up so we can't touch
it? It's about 100 feet up from where you are. But you, from what you can see, the staircase spirals up, 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 up. It looks like it goes all the way around and past the heart.
I want to go check it. I mean, like, that's interesting. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think... I mean, as you say, this is sort of like... the most interesting thing we've encountered so far in the castle. So we should probably do something about it.
Yeah.
Wait, so Will is not proposing to attack it. He just wants to look at it more.
Well, but like before we destroy it, let's figure out what it is. I mean, it's probably that, right? I mean, hey, I don't know anything about this kind of thing. So I'm just, I mean, it's a giant floating heart. I would think that it has something to do with what this weird thing that we heard of from Esmeralda, but I don't know. And let's not just like ruin his fancy chandelier and then he comes and kills us. Let's go look at it first. And if we think that it could help us, let's kill it.
Okay.
Let's head up. And wait, was this a room where the stairs are slippery or was that another tower?
This is inside. I mean, there's water kind of coming in from the doorway you all came in from, but it's not really on the stairs, and you're going up, so it's not...
Okay, so there is a roof, there's no water pouring in.
The main safety concern is that there is no railing along the edge of this, or the edge of the stairs, if you were to start going up. It's about 90 feet down to the ground.
Can we,
this is a tall tower.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, why wouldn't there be a railing? Like, is that a design choice, would I assume, from my enjoyment of architecture? Or would I be like, that's weird to have, like, I mean, right, he's like a vampire wizard or whatever, but, like, presumably this castle existed before he was a vampire?
Roll a history check.
Okay.
Oh, is there a history check?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know.
Jesus. 11.
Okay. How many castles have you been in?
None. Definitely never any castles.
This is the first staircase in a castle that you've seen that's not wrapped around, that has an opening, basically. The other staircase you came up was not hollow in the middle. It was wrapped around, like, stone. Okay. So, I mean, it certainly... You know, if you were familiar with OSHA, this would not seem pretty cool.
I mean, but I think it just doesn't seem very cool.
You could
cool
think
anyway.
It might be aesthetic. Like, there's no, like, broken
it is
posts
weird.
Or anything.
All right. Second thought, I fly away.
First thought, you mean?
First thought, I fly away. Second thought, let's look at the heart. Third flot, I fly away.
Third thought. Oh, this bed in Vallaki is quite nice and warm.
Exactly.
I'm the mayor again.
Ugh, now I have to disguise myself as Bathwack being there. Aw, the worst.
Lank is heading up the stairs.
Yeah, I'll go too. I'm curious.
I will
about this.
Too.
Okay. Yeah,
let's see what's up there.
Got it. All right, so you start heading up the stairs. You make sort of the first circuit around. And you don't see any exits at this point. You see the stairs going up, and you're starting to get a little bit closer to the heart. This is a very big, round tower. The staircase is about 10 feet wide. Otherwise, it's just a blank stone wall to your left as you climb clockwise up the stairs.
Who's at the very back of the procession going up the stairs?
Is Nick coming?
Yep.
Nick, are you watching our flank?
You bet I will, he says.
Whose flank?
Looks like he...
Don't look at my flank.
That's Lang's twin's brother.
Lang and flank.
It looks like
if my brother does end up joining us, that needs to be his character.
Flank.
Nick starts. He like kind of turns around and looks like he tries to start walking backwards up the stairs, and then he corrects himself as you say, Nick. He realizes that's a bad idea, so he kind of keeps an eye over his shoulder. Not too long after that, I want everybody to roll a perception check.
Oh, no.
Tell us when.
You smell chocolate, of course.
I was thinking that, too.
3. Rolling badly tonight.
I rolled a 19.
No, that's mine.
Yeah, but I rolled yours.
All right, fine. Does it count if he rolled my dice when he gave it to me and then took that roll?
It's fine. I'll roll it again. I got a 5.
Take the 19. I don't want you to have
a 5.
No,
I got a 5.
Well, what am I going to take?
It's no one. Dice.
Oh, shoot.
You deserve that.
I got a 2.
You deserve that.
So a 5, a 2, a 5, and a lang.
Oh, he got a 19.
No, oh, I was just giving her the dice.
He got a 19.
He did.
I did get a 15.
If it were Greg, I would call foul.
What are we rolling again?
I got a 28.
Perception.
Okay, I'm fine with being unperceptive.
All right. Lank and Batwhack, you feel the ground start to move a little bit. Oh, you feel like a slight tremor.
Under our feet, sorry.
Oh.
I feel like that's happened before.
Actually, yes. I think he did sing that exact phrase from some other time.
In that same key.
Turns out I could use my time machine twice.
Yep.
I'm really questioning these choices.
Oh, yeah. Let's hold up. What do you think, Lank?
Yeah,
do you feel that?
Yes, I do.
What, guys? What?
The tower's shaking? Vibrating? What? How would you describe it, Batwack?
Right now, I would call it vibrating.
Vibrating.
But
I thought it was just Batwack walking up the stairs.
Sick burn.
He's enormous. Isn't he like 500 pounds or something?
Whoa! You!
Me? No.
Bathwack Smith, the 500 pound turtle.
World renowned bass player.
Do we have any sense of whether it's like us getting closer to the heart that's making this?
It doesn't feel proximity-based. You think it's just starting to shake. And it is still vibrating. It wasn't like a tremor. It is vibrating.
Did he bring us all this way just to drop us off a tower? Weapons at the ready, I think we just keep going. Unless we see something coming up toward us that's causing the vibration.
Yeah, I mean, if we're planning on smashing this thing, can we do it from here?
It's still like 70 feet up.
70 feet.
70 feet up.
That'd be a tricky.
You picked that number because you know it. The most anyone has is a 60 foot.
That'd be pretty amazing if I did that on purpose.
You probably.
Well, the heart is right now 60.5 feet away.
So we just have to go another 10 feet, guys.
I think I can throw a javelin at it from here.
I can hit it with my Eldritch Blast from here, but
is that what we're doing?
I'm gonna duck down and I'm gonna duck down and like feel the floor to see what they're talking about, and also because I don't want to fall off the edge. Yeah. Even though I can cast fly, I don't want to waste my spell yet.
Lang's gonna go to the edge as well and look over to see if something is coming up from beneath that's making the vibration.
Rafina lies on the floor again.
All right, Lang, roll a perception check.
I've lost my d20. Oh, here it is.
That is a natural zero.
Natural zero.
That, natural 20.
Whoa!
I don't know, Kate, I'm not holding it as well.
It looks like a one.
I think I saw it. I think it was upside down.
20.
He knows his credibility is at stake on Twitter.
Right, so he's got to pick it up off the desk and show it to us.
Yeah, I realize there's a flaw in that plan.
All right. You don't perceive anything down in the tower below coming up. You don't see any movement or anything like that. You can tell that the vibration is getting stronger.
Oh, that's what he gets for his natural 20?
It's way more perceptive than I usually am, so I will take it. Wait, you said getting closer or getting stronger?
Stronger. It does not seem to be... You don't think it's directional at all. I'll give you that with your 20. It doesn't seem to be coming from somewhere. It's not like footsteps. It's just a constant sort of growing rumble.
Like heartbeat?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Is it a constant vibration?
Definitely does not feel like a heartbeat.
Okay.
It's not, there's not no pulsation or whatever. It's just a rumble that is increasing in intensity.
It's getting stronger. We should get closer to it. If this is some sort of, you know, if we're now racing to it to try to beat whatever this thing is, if this is Strahd coming or something, we should go.
Yeah. Let's charge it.
Lank takes off up the stairs.
All right. I'll run up to the front with Lank and charge up the stairs. I'm going to try to stay away from the edge.
Okay. What about Rafina and Will?
I'm slapping myself against the wall. I'm not running up.
I'm scooting on my butt up the stairs.
Okay. So everybody starts moving up further.
What's Will do? I mean, I Nick. What's Nick doing?
Oh, you're not moving?
I said I clap myself to the wall.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. Got it.
I don't think it's a good idea to keep going, but they're already charging, so.
Nick is following Bathwack.
I'm charging with my butt.
Okay. All of a sudden, the rumble increases violently in intensity, and I need everybody except for Rafina to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Uh-oh. Do I just fall off?
What about me? Oh, good.
12.
Six. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Do we add things to it? I think.
22.
Whoa.
Yeah, you got to add bonuses from me, right? If you're close.
Mm-hmm. We're charging up the stairs together, so what is that now?
I gotta find it. Sorry.
Okay.
So everyone has a plus one from the Beacon Vargenvost.
Oh yeah, 23.
And anyone near me gets a plus six on top of that.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That cool. That would then be a total of
including me. That's good.
21.
All right.
Okay.
So
what was that? 12 then?
Me? 12. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so everybody who is on their feet, you basically feel like your feet lose contact with the ground for a second. Bathwack, you kind of stumble out and you skitter towards the edge, but you're able to dig your dewlaps into the stone and
my Reebok.
From skidding off, Will, you're kind of thrown forward a little bit.
Mm.
But you keep you basically just put a foot forward, and you're able to stop yourself. And
sorry, yuck. Say it again.
The sip of water gets caught in your throat a little bit.
Yeah, you picked that moment to take a sip of water. The tower is taking off.
You have a bottle of water. You're trying to get some in your mouth, just spraying out everywhere.
Like in the airplane.
And now the step is slippery, so you start gliding toward the edge.
You're kind of forced out from the wall, but you're able to just plant your foot, and that's about as far as you get. You kind of step forward. And Rafina, you're down on your butt, so you're able to pretty much just keep yourself on the stairs without any trouble.
Boy, that's a big rumble under my bottom.
And then the rumble kind of fades away. That's what Rafina says. She says that at least once a day. So that's her quota. She's good. She's happy.
What's our range now?
You guys are probably, let's see, like 55 feet.
But not Rafina, right?
No, you're on your butt, so you're not moving nearly as fast. No. And the rumble, you know, violently shakes, and then it kind of subsides back to that sort of background vibration that Bathwack and Lank initially detected.
Weird.
I feel like something's coming for us.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
I don't know. I think we should
get rid of the heart.
Yeah, get rid of it. Yeah, I feel like something's coming to stop us.
Or maybe that's just the protection. I shout up the stairs. That's just like some kind of protection spell that means that we can't just walk up these stairs and kill it or smash it.
Maybe we have to fly up.
Oh, hint, hint.
Yeah, why don't you try that? Jump! Go ahead, Bathwack.
Can you cast fly on someone else, Will, if you won't do it?
Well, you would know that I can, unless you've forgotten. I already did it on you before.
But I'm asking politely.
Oh, okay.
I'm not... It's not that I don't know, it's just that I...
I want to hear you say it.
She means will you, but she says can you. That's nice.
The thing is, if I do that, then I don't really have a lot of energy left to do other things. And if Strahd is coming, I don't want to die!
Well, you might die anyway.
Oh, wait a second. What did you say the range was to the heart?
You guys are like 55 feet.
55, okay. I can't throw that far.
Will's still at 70, and Rafina's somewhere in the middle.
I don't think I can throw you that far either. I don't know.
You're starting to feel the vibration increase in intensity.
All right, I'm going to keep running.
Why don't we just try something else? I shout.
If no one comes up to help, I'm going to throw a spear at that thing.
Lank is accompanying Bathwack.
I'm just going to be like shouting, like, isn't there some way to fasten ourselves to something and make sure, like, I have an immovable rod, come back down!
Oh, that's smart.
We didn't think of that.
Yeah, well, that's why Will's shouting it. Isn't there some smarter way to do this?
I'm worried we're going to run out of time, though, that someone's going to be on us.
Yeah. Time to, and I may be wrong, but it felt like, you know, the vibration's getting more intense, so...
Wait, so I thought that the vibrations went back to the initial
intense. Yeah, it got intense and then came back down and then is growing again.
So it is like a heartbeat.
Maybe.
In the sense that it seems to be...
periodic.
Vacillating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't... It decreased in intensity, but we didn't get any farther away from it. Right?
No.
Right. Okay. Is it based on movement? Like, if we stand still, it's fine, but if we move, it gets more intense? Let's find out. Lank starts moving up the stairs.
All right, Lank is heading up the stairs.
Yes.
Oh my god.
We're still 55 feet, so this is like 2 or 3 floors.
In like normal house terms, yeah.
Yeah.
But this building seems to be rather grand.
Yeah. Okay.
And you haven't passed any openings.
There are no openings. It's just a tower going right up.
Yep.
All right.
I think we should kill it.
That's, I think, where we're headed.
Well... I'm not within 60 feet quite yet, right?
So I think that it's a good idea that we should probably be trying to destroy it somehow, but in-game and out-of-game, my character and I think that there's probably a better way to do it. Like, instead of just running up the steps. I don't know. It makes me really nervous. Because there is no railing, and I feel like it is a warning, but I don't necessarily think like a giant is coming to kill us. Maybe there is, but I feel like it's probably more of some kind of protection thing. It's probably why it's all the way up there. But that's what Will is just yelling, that kind of thing. Like, don't go up, don't keep going, let's figure this out, come back down.
They're being spontaneous.
Yeah, I think at this point... it feels dangerous, and so Lank is facing it like a danger and trying to run at it.
Do you have any powers you can use, Lank? I yell.
Several that I always forget about.
Call your hellhounds.
The hellhounds might just get vibrated off the steps. I don't want the first time I use that spell, they're there for a second and then they're gone. It's like, oh, shit.
Oh, we wasted them.
I do have that. It's not called an ice beam, but an ice beam.
Oh. Gazer beam? Oh, no. Frozone.
Frozone, yes. I have Frozone. I have this written down. Cone of cold.
Where
there
is
it
is. My super suit? What are you listening to? Sorry, Katie is being like a dog right
I
now.
I thought I heard a child.
The weird thing is they don't have any kids.
What? Are we sure that's a toilet? I'm sorry, I just didn't know what the heck that was. I can check.
No, I got it.
You go, you're stay. Running the game. My character's doing the same fucking thing he always does.
Katie can play just by putting on a loop. A tape that just loops the things that she usually says. Is that what
you guys
playing?
Are idiots? Don't do that. I'm running. I wish I was back home. I'm the mayor. You suck, Bathwack.
Oh man. Okay, now let's be Eric.
As Nick?
As the DM.
So guys, this feels like magic. I've got a huge boner. He never comes out and says it, but you know from the tone of voice that that's.
Oh
what
yeah.
He's...
This feels like we're putting little gifts in their Christmas stockings. Yes.
Hey, Katie, it's us from the past.
Here we are. We're still playing.
Yeah, we keep running up the stairs.
And we find a button that's marked Kill Strahd, and we press it.
And then we do Fortnite dances.
The end.
We push the button, we hear, thank you for pushing the self-destruct button. This part will self-destruct in 5 minutes. Now, if I'm within 60 feet, I can attack it with the Cone of Cold.
Oh, that should happen.
And this would be my first time ever doing something magical and using... Well, no, I've used the True Sight.
And your Wand of Secrets, which never does anything.
Right, but just from the sarcophagi's. This would be my first sarcophagi.
Yeah.
I think all I can do is throw things. I think that's all I've got.
So I can do Cone of Cold. I think I still have my little crossbow. So I could do Cone of Cold with one hand, crossbow with the other. You could javelin, and do you have two javelins?
Yeah, I have two. Exactly. Wow, that's remarkable that you kept count.
See, there
didn't
we
you
go.
Drop one?
I've been losing them throughout over many, many sessions.
How many did you start out with?
Like five or six of them.
Who has the halberd?
Not me anymore.
I don't think, because the halberd would be a little tall for Lank.
I thought Nick had it.
Mm.
I also now have my new, it's not my mom, my Warhammer can be thrown and, like,
oh,
recalled.
That's cool. Yeah.
Oh.
Man, you, dang.
Okay, now tell me what I have.
You have the terrarium. You can throw the terrarium at the heart, and the heart would get lost in the terrarium.
I feel like I used to have some weapons.
You have the crossbow that you have a sworn enemy. Your sworn enemy is Strahd, actually, for your crossbow.
I haven't already sworn at him, though.
So. Yeah, you did.
You did, like a long time ago.
Are you
when
sure
we
that
were at the lake?
Are you sure that was me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that left?
Does a sleep Abby count? Then I'm not sure.
No. Was that fewer than 7 days ago?
I don't know. At the lake where Tatiana, I think that's when it was.
Let's see.
Because it's a 7-day enemy connection.
No, it has not been 7 days.
Wow. That's amazing. While you were gone, we discovered that Lank knows everyone's weapons in addition to his own.
Wow.
Well, I knew that Bathwack had two javelins.
That was very impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what we were discussing, Lank can do the Cone of Cold from this range and has a crossbow. And Bathwack has two javelins, so we could do four ranged attacks. It sounds ridiculous when I say it out loud. we could, like, see what happens.
So, ostensibly, Will was hearing this discussion, despite the fact that he was...
Oh, is that what they're literally discussing it, not thinking about it as they go up? You have to ask that, because I don't know if I actually hear that. Is that actually...
I'm not sure as we're running...
Yeah.
I think for me, it has just reoccurred to me that I got multiple gifts at the at the
you certainly
sarcophagi.
Did.
It occurred to you when Rafina yelled at you up the stairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody stopped and stared when Rafina reminded somebody of something, and then you kept going.
Everybody stopped and stared. The vibration stopped. Strahd sort of peeked out from behind a wall and was like, what?
Whoa!
The heart's mouth gaped open.
I think Lank is going to... Well, Lank's going to say to Bathwack, I can attack it from here. Should we try? Because Bathwack had offered to throw a javelin, I think. Did you do that in character?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we try from here?
I'm game.
I can throw a dagger.
What do you? Yeah.
Says Nick.
Let me see what I can do first, in case it doesn't help. Then you still have your javelins.
Okay. Has Will moved?
No.
Okay. Is Rafina scooting up on her butt still?
Still scooting.
Okay.
How far am I?
What did I say?
55? I don't have a scoot speed on my character sheet.
Scoot speed. It's like half. So you're like halfway between 55 and 70, Rafina.
Okay.
So it's pretty 63 flat where and a half. You grew up, yeah?
62 and a half.
What?
It's pretty flat where you grew up, I guess.
Why?
Because you're scooting up the stairs on your butt. It's like the first time you've climbed a tower or a mountain or a hill. Or
Most people walk, but yeah.
When she goes down, she... puts herself in her belly, wiggles her legs until they scoot off the edge, puts her foot down.
I love that.
Lank is going to attack with his crossbow.
Okay.
Just to see what happens.
Not the cold thing? Oh, okay.
No, because he doesn't know what will happen either to him, or if the attack doesn't work, he doesn't know if he can ever use it again. Okay. He hasn't used his crossbow much, so he's got several bolts remaining.
Okay.
So may I...
Well, how about everybody give me an initiative roll, just to determine order of things.
16.
Also 16.
Ooh.
10. Don't you have a plus one?
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
It's 20. Natural 20.
Well, I have...
Of course I roll a natural 20 for
Oops.
That.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Not what right? I want at all.
Where does it say initiative?
So it says initiative is dexterity.
Yeah, dexterity. So you have a 19.
I actually have a 19.
We're still tied.
I have a 10. The heart rolled initiative.
Oh, shoot. I heard the big thunk of the chambers.
Will, you're up. What do you do while this you see so them stupid. Take aim, basically? Will says that so this is so stupid.
There's still 5 seconds left. Oh wait, this all happens simultaneously. Like you go and then you go.
I guess I will summon Bernard, but put him down lower than me if I can do that. Like I don't know where I can place my familiar, but like down where we came in, kind of, because I didn't go that far. What did I go? 20 feet? 10 feet?
What did I say? You're 30 feet up from the landing.
Can I cast him 30 feet down and just because I want to talk to him and get his brotherly
I'll say it's
advice.
Based on the range of fine familiar. Yes.
Okay, cool.
He's on the landing below. All right, Rafina, it's your turn.
All right. Is the heart my enemy if it's part of Strahd? Maybe that's one way to find out is to try to use it against him. Oh, wait, there's a rule about that.
If you don't know whether or not you're attacking your sworn enemy.
What does that say, DM?
I think if it's not, you have disadvantage with your
That doesn't seem like the rule. Oh, hush.
That doesn't seem like the rule.
All right, fine.
When you make an attack with the weapon against your sworn enemy, you have advantage. And then... Oh, while your sworn enemy lives, you have disadvantage on attacks with all other weapons.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I fling it out and I shoot it.
It has a range 80/320. So yes, it is in range for you to make a normal attack versus it.
Kaboom!
All right, roll your attack.
17, plus it says dex 6.
I think it should be 7 now if your dexterity is 3, because your proficiency is 4.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
And then your oath bow has +2 to attacks and damage rolls.
All right.
So for your oath bow, it is a +9. That hits. So go ahead and roll your damage, which for your oath bow is 1d8 piercing damage. And if it is your sworn enemy, You get an extra 3d6 piercing damage, so I would like you to roll an extra 3d6 piercing damage.
Really?
Yes, please.
So that's a 3.
So that's 6 from the normal attack, right?
What?
1d8 plus 3.
Why do you guys let me play? I can't do the dice. I can't do it. All right.
So she rolled a 3 on the d8.
Okay, so it's 3 plus 3 from your dex plus 2 from your oath bow. So your damage rolls are whatever you roll plus 5 with that weapon.
Okay. Plus another 10.
10.
All right, so 18 total. Got it. So you see this bolt sort of shoot upwards through the open tower. As it nears the heart, it starts to glow with a bright, intense light. And it shoots right up in through the bottom of the heart with a satisfying mix of a cracking crunch and a meaty thud.
Ew.
And these crystal shards spray out from where the bolt hit the heart, and as they fly through the air, they turn into gouts of liquid blood that splatter on the stairs and the walls. You hear in your ear from the bow, Rafina, you hear a contented sigh.
No.
Well, that answers that question.
Yeah.
But I'm like 20 feet from you, so I probably didn't hear that.
Nope. It's a whisper.
Well, the first thing I do is sing a little prayer in sadness for killing something, even just a little bit, even though I'm happy. So I'm also feeling guilty for feeling happy. So that's why I'm praying all of these things at once.
Awesome.
That's what the song is about.
Playing our song.
Lank, it's your turn.
Well, that looked successful. I'm going to try doing magic for the first time ever.
Whoa!
Now, since I'm not actually a magical person, I don't know how this works.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. I mean, we agree with you, but go on.
Since I'm not a spellcaster, I don't know how this works, because I don't have any like spell slots or anything like that.
Got it. So,
don't worry, I'll teach you.
Quick, somebody teach me how to use this thing. Should have done this on the carriage ride.
So, you basically just know that you can do this. So, you don't have to worry about spell slots or anything like that. You can just go ahead and cast your spell. The way that your ability works, it's Cone of Cold. You actually don't make an attack roll. Basically, you just create this huge cone of cold air, a 60-foot cone, and then the things in it have to save against that damage.
Oh, I see. Okay, yep. So I don't have to roll anything, just...
Correct. The heart will save versus your spell save DC, which would be... I think it's 8 plus... 4 plus 0, so 12.
Okay.
It's 8 plus your proficiency, plus your whatever. All right.
So that's kind of... The heart's got a good shot at this.
Yes. It does save against your damage, but that means it takes half damage. So I need you to roll 8 d8s.
Wow. Okay.
Holy moly.
So that's 9. 7. It's a total of 33.
Before having it or after?
Before. Total. Okay. I didn't know if it had saved.
Got it. It did save. So
is that rounded up or down?
Oh, I forget, so I'll say rounded up. So it takes 17 cold damage.
Lank is truly astounded, because he didn't... I see on the components that, like, there's a I don't know if that matters for me, but he doesn't know how. He knows he can do it. He's never done it, so he was like sort of flapping his hands in the air and yep. trying to figure out how to do it. And then when it happened, it was like sort of Peter Parker the first time the web came out. It's like, okay.
Got it. So you see this frosty cone sort of envelop the heart. It sort of wraps around all of it, but the light sort of pulses brightly, this red light. And only the bottom of it is sort of crystallized and then it kind of melts away. But you can see part of it looks like it's like frostbitten almost. Like some of it seems darker. So you're definitely aware that you affected it with your spell.
Kind of with Rafina, though. This is sort of sad.
Yeah.
And now it is Nick's turn. He reaches into his bag. He pulls out a dagger and he goes, "Hiya!" And he throws the dagger up at the heart.
Nick, that's not what you say when you throw a dagger.
Oh, okay.
He pulled out another dagger.
What do I say?
You don't say things.
Oh, okay. And he just turns around and just stands stoically all the while the dagger is flying through the air.
Or you could say, "Take that."
Too late. Okay. I'm saying nothing. All right. And the dagger thwacks into the side of the heart. And it deals 4 damage. And he stands there proudly with his hands on his hips.
Ha ha ha! Does like.
And then it is Bathwack's turn.
Alright. I've been carrying my sword the whole time. I can sheath it, right? And just.
You may.
Yeah, alright, good. I'm going to throw a javelin at this thing. So I'm going to feel the weight of the javelin in my hand. Look at it, because I'm probably not going to see it again. And wing it towards the heart.
Bye to that one. Okay, cool. Roll your attack.
27.
Ooh!
Wow.
Yeah, you home in right on one of those frostbitten parts that you think might be a little weaker, and it definitely flies true. Go ahead and roll your damage. All
right. 10.
All right. So, your javelin thwacks deeply into the heart, again, sending sort of these crystalline shards as it breaks through that immediately transform into this red liquid that patters down past you all. And then I need everybody to give me a dexterity saving throw. Uh-oh. Oh, wait. Oh, yes. Everybody give me a dexterity saving throw as the rumbling intensifies, except for Rafina. Are you still on your butt?
I am, actually.
Okay. Lank and Nick have a +6 from Bathwack still.
Oh, right. That. Well, we'll see what I need, but...
And it's that's a total +1 for the beacon,
so it's +7. +7? Yeah, I rolled a 5.
All right. 22.
21.
All right. Everybody is able to keep their feet as the rumbling works up to basically an earthquake tremor. And then it subsides. But as it does, you notice some movement from above around the heart. And through the air flies down what looks like, you can see floating, glinting steel in the dim red light. And then whizzing down through the air toward you, you see these floating, you would assume, magically animated halberds flying straight at you. Sharp edge first.
All of us?
Just in general, down.
How many?
10-ish.
Jeez.
But they don't have... It looks like they are still zooming down. It's going to take them a little time to get down, so they don't get a chance to attack before it's Will's turn.
Well, everyone's attacking this thing, and now there's these things flying down. I don't have any, like, shield or anything, and I don't want to get, like... Do they look like they're just raining from the sky, or they're, like, twisting and turning?
They're
like...
flying, like... actively, like, they came over the lip and then zoomed downwards.
Man, I don't have any kind of shield of any sort. I guess I will cast Eldritch Blast and hit the heart and then run down towards Bernard.
Okay. Cool. All three of your... Yep. Is it three now?
No, it's just two. Okay, my first is... 25.
Okay.
The second is 21.
Okay. Roll your damage. Both of those hit. very hard for this floating harp to dodge everybody's attacks.
Four.
It's good for us.
13.
Okay. I would please like you to describe the heroic efforts of Will Pompeon as he destroys this heart of sorrow that's floating in the tower.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm not hobbling this fight.
Really?
Just so you know.
It feels hobbled.
Sense. Yeah, it's like we all hit
We're
it
pissed
once.
Off. We're all still alive and the heart's dead. That's bullshit.
Nope, I am not.
It all just took one hit from all of us, right? Like, we all hit it once?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we still have to fight Strahd, so let's just move right along.
First of all, don't look a gift DM in the mouth. Exactly. But also, I did not modify this encounter from the book.
Well, I'm as shocked as Katie is. I hit it and I'm turning to run. I hit it, I'm turning to run, I'm, like, satisfied that I hit it, but then, like, I'm doing, like, a triple take, and, like, is it exploded? Like, what happened to
Everyone's sort of like, whoa.
Yeah, wait a second.
So yeah, basically your swirly, purpley energy bolts crash into it, and it looks like one of them takes the route through that spot that first Lank froze and then Bathwack hit into the core. And they zoom up in, and the heart pulses this bright red light for, like, sort of like, without the noise. And then it shatters with this ear-splitting crash of, like, 100 crystal chandeliers all falling to the floor at once.
It was his chandelier, guys! He's gonna be so mad!
It's gonna be so dark in here now.
But before you can even shield your eyes from being cut to ribbons by all these crystalline shards, all
they
of it
cut
turns
to
into...
ribbons by those crystalline shards.
Damn it! The entire mass of the heart transforms into just buckets and gallons and bathtubs and reservoirs of blood that just gush out everywhere.
Oh,
straight down, all over the stairs, or like running down the stairs.
Oh, wow.
In this flood.
Oh.
These halberds are sort of thrown into the wall by the blast of this, the force of this blast, and just clatter to the stairs or down to the floor below.
I grab one and put it in my terrarium.
Down at the very bottom of the tower, there's a girl in a prom dress. And immediately you feel the thrumming, the shuddering under your feet cease.
Oh,
wow.
And the tower is plunged into darkness.
Not really,
save any
dark
sources of light that you may have kept. The torch would have definitely been extinguished by this sanguine torrent.
I mean, I never
Lank
said
is
I
looking
extinguished
around
my Billy Club. Yeah,
because Blank can see.
Yeah,
so I would suspect Will probably still has his club.
Because it's dark. I mean, it was dark, and then there was a glowing red heart. But I don't think I would have.
Yep.
Extinguished it immediately or anything. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I hope nobody falls off the edge up there, or got sucked off the edge by all that blood crap. If it's blood, does it smell like blood? Like, is it definitely blood?
Yep. Just
it's definitely blood, guys.
Irony, coppery smell just, fills this cylinder.
What did we just kill, guys? By the way, my oath bow definitely felt like it was killing its enemy.
Well.
And my enemy is Strahd from fewer than a week ago. Fewer than 7 days ago. I can talk.
Well, it was part of him.
I guess it must have been. I mean, I guess it's what we thought it was. Hopefully, at least. If it wasn't, it's just gross. It's a gross pinata he has hanging in this castle.
Why
with no
he
candy,
have...
says Nick.
With no candy, right. It's his
vampire
kind of candy. It's full of blood. Yeah. Right, exactly. It's a vampire's
Rina
pinata. Castro's
badly, and she didn't get Strahd. She got Strahd's pinata as her mortal enemy.
Strahd's pinata. That would be a good title.
Blinsky's making notes furiously right now.
Should we go to the top? Do you think there's anything else up there?
Yeah, let's...
Well, it's dark. I mean, we have some light, but...
It's dark down, too.
How slippery is it? It's got to be so slippery, because blood is super slippery.
It's slippery, but it's not shaking anymore. But
can't you prestidigitate it?
I can prestidigitate my own path. How good for me.
Like an anti-red carpet.
Yeah, yes!
That's right.
Lead the way!
I'm just trying to light a torch. I'm trying to find a dry spot in my backpack where I have a torch.
You probably have like a nice oil skin, roughly water. Yeah. You know.
Would I have had time to put my shield up so that I didn't get all blood spattered?
I'm going to throw the old one down.
Give me a dexterity check.
A what check?
A dexterity check.
Oh. 16 plus, I guess my dexterity is 3.
Okay, no.
I didn't have time, even with a 19?
Yep.
Wow.
Blood doesn't move that fast. It's thicker than water.
Well, then create your water and surf down like you did before. Travel with your terrarium on the 10 gallons of water.
I thought about washing everything. My
she doesn't
gallon.
Have time to put her shield up, but does have time to surf away from the blood.
I'll allow it.
I mean, I
didn't have a mental picture until I heard the music.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.